Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to pick you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I have plenty of that. I'm with my friend Bobby on the boards today. How's Bobby?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Glad to be here.
A little cloudy, but you know, it's okay. Fine.
And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny. I'm glad it's cloudy.
Yeah, a little cloudy is okay with me, too.
Yeah, a little cooler. Do you know that this is the last weekend in August?
I know. I can't believe it.
Seems like we were just celebrating my 70th birthday.
I was just thinking about that last night, actually.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like it wasn't that long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So,
oh,
yeah. Well. Time sure does fly.
Yeah, next weekend's Labor Day.
Yep.
Oh, and then the cold weather sets in.
We'll see. So, how about that Tuesday tip this week?
Oh, wow. How many people listen?
Like 7,000 views. So, for our listeners that probably some of you know, some of you might not know, I do a Tuesday tip every week on Facebook and on YouTube. And it's a two-minute tip for caregivers. And this tip this week was about if you're having issues with your loved one with Alzheimer's and dementia and eating, lots of times it's a visual problem. And if you put their food on a red plate, they will eat more. As many as 40% of Alzheimer's patients experience severe weight loss. But recent clinical studies have shown that with the red plate, they'll eat 25% more.
Oh, wow. I'm going to tell you what, Lenny. You and I are not eating off a red plate.
Oh, no, I will tell you. A lot of people said, oh, that's great. I'm going to try it. And one lady said, I'm sitting here on my fat behind, surrounded by red plates.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
No.
Now I know. Just always by very neutral white plate.
Yeah. And then I'm also excited because I got an email, a message from Mary Daniel.
Yeah.
And she said, I am so excited to share that the task force has approved an essential caregiver's designation and general visitation in Florida. Now it goes to the governor for his approval. I'm confident that he will agree with our recommendations because the task force was in agreement. Once he approves the current emergency order, will be amended or a new one issued, and then we're in.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But
that
it's happening.
Would be nice.
It's happening.
Oh,
thank God for Mary Daniel.
Goodness for her.
Yeah.
All right, so tell me about our new listeners.
We have Deborah from Wales.
Deborah, not Deborah?
No, Deborah from Wales.
How do you know that's how you pronounce it?
Because it's D-E-B-O-R-A-G-H.
A-G-H.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one.
We have Jenny from Seminole. That's easy.
Oh, I can pronounce that.
And then we have Julia from Homosassa, and you know how I like to say that.
I know you do. It's like Tappan Zee Bridge. Well, welcome, lady.
Welcome. All right, well, have a delicious day. I'll see you later.
Okie dokie, Pinocchio. Bye-bye.
All righty. Yeah, so that's a lot of exciting things going on that really make me very, very happy. Also, I wanted to mention, so my friends Maureen Rollison and Brian LeBlanc, We Are Dementia Strong. They have a Facebook page and a YouTube channel, and every Saturday on Facebook at 10 o'clock, so you could like check them out before me, they have a live thing where they talk about whatever's going on that week. And today they were talking about an anticipatory grief. So if you get a chance, tune in, because this is a gentleman that has dementia and his care partner. So you get a whole different perspective on things. So our first guest is on the line today, Mr. Adam, Marianne Fisher. Hey, Marianne.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad you're here today on this nice Saturday morning. So we've had a lot of challenges going on, but I think things are getting better for everybody. And I think people are starting to learn at home ways to engage their loved ones. And I think people are starting to think once again about maybe going into picking an assisted living or a memory care community. So you're from Arden Courts in Palm Harbor, and you know how I love all the Arden Courts. But what kind of advice would you have for caregivers choosing an assisted living or memory care community for their loved one?
That's a great question, Linda. A couple things. One would be what I learned from my own mother, actually, when she had to go in assisted living. I looked at communities. I had the typical things that you might learn online or the things that I learned from, you know, the business of what to look for. But one new important thing I learned at that time was really about the karma of a building.
Yeah.
When I was trying to choose, a building for my mom, I was down to two places. One was a brand new building, and a friend of mine, a professional friend of mine, was going to be the executive director there. And then there was another one that was a little more modest, a little more simple. And I would have liked the first place. I would have, if it was where I was going to live.
Right.
And that's what I had to learn. It's not where I want to live. It's not what looks nice for, that I think looks nice.
Right.
I had to put my head in her head. And what kind of people does she like to be around? What environment would make her feel homey? And that was a big thing for me to learn. But I know in my heart I picked the right place. She was very happy there for many years, and they did a great job. I will always be grateful for her care.
Well, you know what the thing
there is,
too? Lots of times you walk into a place, it's all fancy, it's all snazzed up, and, you know, there are the place could look beautiful, but a big thing is, how is the staff?
Right. That's who you have to meet. You have to meet the staff. It's not the people in the front office. God bless them. They're important, and they care, and they might keep things organized. But for my mom's place, his name was Jake, and I would go there over and over before I chose the place. I went at 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
Right.
I went at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday. And many times I ran into Jake, and he was never rushed. He was never upset by my presence. He was never, you know, I'm too busy to talk to you. He was it. And he was a frontline caregiver. That was an amazing young man.
Yeah, and that's so important. And also the important, and this is one thing that I always rave about with Arden Courts is so many people there work there for a really long time. And I think that's really important because your loved one is used to the same staff. It's really more like family.
Right,
if they're getting a different caregiver in every other week or every even 2 months, that could be very upsetting.
Exactly. It can be. We're fortunate, just like you said, in our area. My building alone, my executive director opened our building 21 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen. You don't run into that very often in this industry.
Yeah.
But that consistency helps the staff and helps the residents.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I have a questionnaire that I had made up. Things to look for when you are looking for a community. So if anybody's interested in that, just message me through the website and I will send that to you. All right, so let's talk about some programming ideas for the caregivers that are home with their loved ones right now.
Right. Well, think of the individual would be the first thing. So let's just say I was thinking of my husband, and I might have, you know, heard a lot of stories more than once. And of course, I know that he went and saw the Golden Gate Bridge, or you know, I know that he loved military things.
Right.
But something as simple as maybe looking up some photos of some of those key pictures that are going to start a conversation.
Which is so easy to do today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, nowadays print them up in color, maybe 5 pictures.
Yeah.
And then even put them in a box. So you might pull one out when you're doing dishes and say, "Tell me about that time we went there. I don't remember the whole trip." And
that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, and then give those to people coming in, because I think family members, the visitors, you know, those visitors, they don't know what to say. They're uncomfortable. It's not that
exactly.
They stop coming because they don't care. They're uncomfortable.
Right.
So say, you know, there's pictures here in this box. You just grab one of these, and I think it'll help you start a conversation, maybe even with your own father, you know, or with, you know, your brother or neighbor, that kind of thing.
I love that idea. I love that, Marianne. I never heard of that before. I love that idea.
I did programming. I love programming. That's the best job in the building.
So if you could give some advice, because the caregivers are really struggling right now, to someone who is on the journey of caregiving, what would it be?
I think one of the biggest things is to plan for the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, my community is memory care. That's all we do. So it's not regular assisted living.
Right.
But I'll be honest with you. The people that move in here, easy 90% of them are for an emergency that nobody planned for.
Mm.
And sometimes they're very organized people. They had the power of attorney done. They had caregivers coming in. They didn't know they were going to break their ankle. And now there's not a relative that can help us. And they thought the neighbors could pitch in. I had this just probably 2 weeks ago, the neighbors were going to pitch in until I got out of the hospital. Well, that was a nightmare. And then I have Aka calling me, you know?
Oh, goodness.
So you really have to plan for the unexpected. You absolutely have to plan. If I'm not here tomorrow for something simple, I didn't pass, you know, but if something happens and I get stuck in traffic, I get in a car accident. If I'm not here, who's going to step in for 5 hours, but who can step in for 5 weeks?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and you know what? You get peace of mind then because...
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be in that panic situation. And something that I just brought to mind, I haven't mentioned in a while, if you're caring for a loved one, do me a favor. On the back of your driver's license, put a little sticky note and say, I care for someone at home or wherever. Because if you get in a car accident, God forbid, you know, you're unconscious or whatever, and you just ran out to get the prescription... Mm-hmm. Well, mom and dad could be home all by themselves,
right?
And no one would know.
Nobody
or not for
would
a
know,
while.
No, you're exactly right. No, you're exactly right.
So it's a simple little thing. Just put a little sticky note on the back of your driver's license that says, and you can also call the Motor Vehicle Bureau, and they can hook you up where they'll have someone that would be able to contact in your family.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's something I learned today. Then excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So just those little tiny things can make a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I've heard you use the term caregiver kit.
Yes. And I won't say it's not definitely not just a Marianne idea. I think some of the other ladies in Arden Courts, use that term. When we say caregiver kit, sometimes we'll be talking with a family member that's in need, and we'll say, especially a new family member, somebody that's new on the journey, and it sounds like you need a caregiver kit. And simple things in a caregiver kit might be Tam Cummings' book, because we love her. She's a national speaker of ours, a gerontologist.
Her book, Untangling Dementia, is fabulous.
Yep, it's excellent book.
Yeah,
it might be your book, honestly. And we have
well,
a lot
that's
of your
absolutely
books,
fabulous.
No, but we usually put a book or two in there. Maybe that list of the 101 things to do with somebody with dementia.
Yeah.
Depending on the person, we might put information for stay at home. The safe wandering, that kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
So some literature, some resources, but also something fun. Because a lot of times when I am talking to the family, that's what they're saying. Like we were just talking about, what will I do with he or she at home? So if I'm putting a kit together for someone, I'll say, tell me about your mom and tell me about her.
Right.
And I might just get a couple of neat ideas of things to put in the bag. And it's usually something that's so simple, so simple, doesn't cost anything, stuff from the dollar store, but it can keep somebody busy for a half an hour. And to a caregiver, that's a big window that they're thankful for.
Yes, that really is. And you sent me that list of 101 things to do. So if anybody wants that list, just send me through the website and I'll send it to you. And last time you were on the show, or the time before, I don't know which time it was, we talked about the twiddle muffs.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit more, please?
The twiddle muffs are amazing. My church, actually, which is a local church in this area, it's Clearwater Community, there's a group of ladies that help make them, and they're, of course, making them free. But they don't just make them for the residents here at Arden Courts. I've handed them out to people in the hospital, the nursing home, and I think a couple people listening to your radio show wanted them, and I have plenty. We're happy to share them. But what a twiddle muff simply is think of the muff that a lady would put her hands in to keep warm.
Like the white furry one I had when I was a little girl.
Exactly, yep. Well, and what did you like with it? Why did you like that white furry one?
It was so cozy.
It was cozy, and you'd like to pet probably the fur on
it.
Exactly.
Right.
Play with it, right? So that's what a twiddle muff is. They're hand-knitted. Inside the twiddle muff, there's different objects that are safe for someone to touch. Maybe something plastic, maybe something that makes a little crunchy sound. On the outside, there's some different things. But it can be used at different levels with dementia. So it can be kind of a stimulation for someone to, maybe they're further in the disease and they're going to play with it and they're stimulated by it. Then it might also be used for somebody that I'm giving them a shower and they want their hands everywhere in my way during the shower or while I'm shaving someone.
Yeah.
So, we have gentlemen that will put them, have them touching it, and his might be red, white, and blue. He was a patriotic guy, maybe, So let him touch that, and he's busy thinking of that and not worrying about that we're shaving him and making sure somebody's, clean, that kind of thing. They just can be used all over. I one of the ladies I gave it to, I'll never forget, she toured the community, and very, very nice woman. And we got to talking, and I could just tell she needed one. So I ran and, you know, got one and gave it to her. And she said her husband kept it with, it was like a security blanket.
Oh,
she said she
fabulous.
Could barely get it away from him to wash it. She said it was crazy. She said, I don't know why, but she said it like brought him so much comfort. And it you know.
Oh, that warms my heart.
Yeah, that was beautiful lady
that's
and gentleman.
Wonderful. So let's talk about the memory cafes with Dr. Kate. I know there's been a lot of changes going on, and we haven't talked about it for a while. So, and I think many of my listeners and caregivers could benefit from that.
Right. Well, Dr. Kate, of course, works and runs our memory cafes for all the Arden courts in our area, and she's amazing. But before COVID, you know, the memory cafes, each one was different. Each one was, we had a walking club at a mall. We had some that got together and did a craft. Mm-hmm. We got others that were just meeting for lunch. So each one was an individual, which was great. And it's a couple that goes, or
yeah.
somebody that, the person that has the memory loss
the
and
partners.
The caregiver. Yeah,
right.
They can go together. They can go together. So if they were always great, and they are. Then when COVID started, we did move them online to Zoom, and it's a lot of fun. I try to. I haven't honestly. I missed a couple of weeks now. I need to get back because I enjoy it
yeah.
as much as probably the people attending, because it's Zoom, but it's for again memory both people, the people with the disease and the person that's a care partner, and they're kind of games. They might be games just like I was talking about. She might be
yeah.
say it's going to be about it's President's Day. We're going to talk about presidents. So she does things at a level for the folks that are there. And,
right.
you know, they play a game, but they're caregivers with them. Caregivers, you're getting to see another caregiver that's, you know, on the same journey as you. It's just an amazing way of hooking up, because your lifetime friends are wonderful, but when you start this journey, you tend to need somebody that understands what
that's
you're
going
through.
That's in the same boat, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So
and that's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So they're actually Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and I know you have their information if anybody, you know, wants to know the details.
Right. And what's her website? They can go to her website too, right?
They can go to her website, right. It's Dr. Kate McCarty's website.
And is it drkatemccarty.com?
I am not positive, honestly. I'm sorry, I don't have
it. Right, but if anybody needs to know, just email me and I'll give you the info.
Actually, I might have it here now. Okay, so for her email, it's Kate, C-A-T-E,
yep.
McCarty, mccarty @gmail.com.
Perfect.
So you can just email her, and she'll tell you all the amazing things she does. Because she is a great lady. She's a dementia coach, actually.
And she's living it.
Loves to help families. Yep, she is living it now. She is
living it. And she's been doing this for her whole life, just about.
Yes, actually, she has been. She's always been involved. She was another... began as an activity director. All great people begin there. I believe. Yeah, she was. She did activities, actually, way back in the day for an Arden court. So many, many, many years ago before she, you know, went to college and stuff.
My sister's an activity director now in Pennsylvania at a memory community.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How things end up.
Right.
All of us are like in the senior industry, and you never would have thought that, you know, years ago.
Right.
But so it was great having you on the show today, Marianne. Like I said, I love Arden Courts and everything you do. I love the consistency of Arden Courts. I highly suggest that people come in. And I don't. Are you doing tours now, or how does that work?
We are. We have to stay in my office. We call it a tour at the table, but I still want you to come in person.
Yeah.
Because I can show you not just things that you might see on YouTube or on our website, but I'm going to show you pictures of just our building, and then you can meet some of our staff, too.
And like you said, it's the feel. You got to be in a building to feel it.
It really is. You know, I had somebody just recently, you know, they're looking, you know, there's Arden Courts across the nation, so they're, you know, moving here, deciding where they were going to move with their work and what they should do. And I said, well, you know, you're going to get great care everywhere, but you know, they're all good communities, but you do have to have the feel that you think where your dad's going to fit in. And for this gentleman,
yeah.
That's what it was. It was for his dad.
That's wonderful. All right, honey. Well, it was great chatting with you, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay, thank you. Be safe.
You
bye,
too.
Everybody.
Have a delicious
okay.
day.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye. Fabulous people at Arden Courts. So now it's time to hear from our wonderful listeners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. Don't go away.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about
I'm thinking about that great idea with Marianne. You could make an engagement box with some photos in it, and then when someone says, is there anything they can do to help you, you could say, you could come over and spend a little time with my loved one and do something with the engagement box. So I think that's a fabulous idea. So to mention again, if you want 101 things to do for your loved one, you know, with your loved one, I can send that to you. If you want a twiddle muff, Arden Quartz will supply that for you. So you can email me at lindaburhans@AOL, or you can go to the website and message me through there. So right now, we have our next guest on the phone, Mr. Adam Pick.
Hi, how are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on today.
I'm really glad you're here today. So I just found out about Adam recently. Adam is a heart valve patient and author of The Patient's Guide to Heart Valve Surgery. In 2006, Adam founded HeartValveSurgery.com to educate and empower patients from diagnosis through recovery. The award-winning website, which is sponsored by over 40 cardiac centers, has helped more than 10 million people fight heart valve disease. Wow. Adam has been featured by the American Heart Association and is currently followed by over 300,000 people on social media. Go, Adam!
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's, you know, I do a Tuesday tip for caregivers. And this week, the one tip alone got like over 7,000 views. I'm like, what the heck? But
yeah, we're in a fantastic time for connecting in different ways to really educate and empower all types of people, including caregivers.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, too? It gets a little scary sometimes. You go on that internet and you do a search, and you can get too much information or not the right information. I looked at your website and everything. That is just off the wall fabulous. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and what is the Active Living Survey and the Awareness Initiative?
Yeah, so thanks so much first just by having me on your show and being connected to your platform and having experience to share with your listeners some information that actually could save someone's life. This is really important what we're talking about here. But to answer your question, yeah, I'm a patient and I'm going about my life. I'm a technology guy. I've worked in hardware, worked in software. I've been in the internet space now for almost 20 years, and I was diagnosed with aortic stenosis. And are you familiar with that disease?
No, I was not at all.
Yeah, and so what it is a narrowing of one of the heart valves in your heart. You've got four of them, and okay. One of mine was not working well. It was narrowed. It was stenotic.
Now, how old were you?
When that happens, I was diagnosed. Great question. I was diagnosed with it when I was a child as a heart murmur. You may have heard that
term
before. Yeah, and a heart murmur is one of the signs that you may have some form of valvular defect.
Wow.
And what the challenge here is when the heart valves aren't working, guess what can't get through the heart properly?
Blood.
Blood?
Yeah, no.
Blood can't circulate to all the other organs and all the other important tissue that we need to live. So over time, heart valve diseases like aortic stenosis, or another one is mitral regurgitation, they can really debilitate patients, make them very sick with symptoms like chest pain, fatigue, shortness of breath. You can't walk upstairs. You're tired all the time. You could have abnormal heart rhythms. And so this is a really serious disorder, and here's the challenge. It's underdiagnosed. It's misdiagnosed, and it's undertreated.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, why we can't go for tests to find out things before we have a heart attack or something. Why don't they offer that?
Yeah, when that is,
they don't offer anything
so
until you're hurting bad.
Yeah, so it's so near and dear to my heart as to why I started heart valve surgery after I had my heart valve procedure. And the reason is because there was so much lacking information. There was such a lack of awareness to this disease. And just to give you an idea, if you were to ask people over the age of 65, are you aware of heart valve disease? 30% of them will say, what's that?
Yeah.
And that's really scary, because here's the scary part. It's a degenerative disease, so many of the patients are in their golden years of their life, more senior folks. Mm-hmm. And if this disease, in particular aortic stenosis, is not caught, and you experience severe aortic stenosis with symptoms, in 24 months, 50% of the patients will pass away.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and that's why in the medical community, aortic stenosis often goes by the term the silent killer.
Mm.
And that's why when I said at the beginning of our conversation, if one of your listeners may have some fatigue, may have a chest pain, may have some, and they go get diagnosed, this conversation can save their lives.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to me to get the word out there and get the awareness up.
Yeah, you need to know the right questions. I believe we have Jenny on the line, too. Hi, Jenny.
Oh. Hi, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Jenny.
Thank you. Hello. Hi.
So, Adam, all right, so someone has those feelings, and then they go to the doctor, and they have some conversation with them, and what kind of conversation do they have?
Yeah, so it's a great question, and for all, it's hard to say because, every patient is unique,
right?
They're all going through their own experiences with this disease that progresses at different stages of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen over a period of years. Like you asked, when did I get it? When did I know about it? I was 7 years old when I was diagnosed with it, but I didn't need a procedure until I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
So this is, again, it's what they call an insidious disease. And that's why it is so important that, one, if you have those symptoms we talked about, you go see a doctor. And then, two, if you are diagnosed with it, you know what you need to do? You need to get regular checkups, and that means potentially an annual, what they call an echocardiogram.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may have heard of it as an ultrasound.
Right.
And that gives the doctors the information they need to understand, geez, how severe is this disorder? And then when, if the time is right, to get treatment. Does that help?
Yeah. Now, is there anything people can do to avoid this?
Another great question. Right. So this is a structural heart issue, right? This is not, a definitive problem with the way your valve is, and over time it just gets worse.
Okay.
The valves don't open or close properly. So, you know, you hear that in some cardiac disorders, eat better foods, exercise, and those things all apply to appropriate cardiac function. But when it comes to valve disease, it's not like you can take a pill and your aortic stenosis will go away.
It's going to get repaired.
In fact, it's going to get worse, most likely.
Wow. So what do you wish people would understand about the role of caregivers during treatment and recovery for heart valve disease?
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, a lot of that learning came from the active living survey that we just completed.
Tell me about that.
At Heart Valve. Yeah, it really a special experience. We got a unique glimpse into the experiences of patients from the time they were diagnosed to the time they felt recovered.
Okay.
And it was a survey of over 3,000 people.
Wonderful.
So we really got to learn what they were going through, and the findings were fantastic. One of the big ones was nearly half of all the patients said, you know what, I'm going to select a treatment that is going to get me my life back, get back to living faster.
Hmm.
So what active living means is different for different people. Some of our survey respondents said, hey, I want to get back to exercising. Other folks said, geez, you know, I want to go travel the world. Other folks said, I just want to spend time with my family.
Yeah.
The other really big finding was about 27% of patients said, you know what? I don't, if I was to do this all again, I would have done it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting because 64% of patients said they were afraid of death from the procedure. But here's the big number. 80% of patients said they were extremely satisfied with the result. And when you think about the fact that there's these new minimally invasive techniques that can treat heart valves without incisions to the chest or the ribs, that number went up to 98% extremely satisfied.
Yeah.
So it was from all of these findings, these really important findings, that we learned, hey, what does this mean for the caregivers? What should this how can this impact your life? And really the misconceptions and the roles is the caregivers have it the hardest. They have the most difficult job when it comes to valve disease. And if you think about it, it makes sense because valve disease, as we talked about, is it's degenerative.
Right.
So they have to be on guard all the time, looking for, hey, what's wrong with my loved one?
Yeah.
Are they slowing down?
Such a worry.
Are they being able to, can they walk up stairs? And did they miss their annual checkup?
Yeah.
Right? They need to go. They need to get checked out. But here's the really great
news. We all need to go for checkups.
Yeah.
I mean, early detection on anything is the best deal.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's the doctors out there that can help treat this. There's the patients that can get treated. And as I always tell the folks in our community, it takes a village to handle heart valve disease. You have to get all your ducks in the row, and one of the biggest ducks that I found in my experience was my family and my friends.
Yeah.
It was so important to have now my wife, my mom, my brother, my friends, they all came and visited me. They gave me the support. They gave me the encouragement because, you know, this is a big deal. When you're talking about heart surgery, it's, you know, I often joke, it's not like getting your hair cut, right? This is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, it was good that you had all that family support because lots of times people don't have that. And that is such a big part of a recovery from anything, I believe. And I think part of the reason is because the caregivers don't reach out for that help, too.
Yeah, it's open communication. I'm a big believer in it. And that's one of the reasons at heartvalvesurgery.com, where you can get so much information, and this is information that's coming from doctors, it's coming from researchers, it's coming from
up to date.
It's all up to date, and it's also coming from other patients.
Yeah.
So there's those, you know, you talked about those lacking connections that may exist for patients, and that, to me, it brings a sadness because this is something that's hard to go through alone, and it's one of the reasons I have spent so much time creating this website so that people can connect.
Yeah.
They don't have to feel alone because that's one of the biggest challenges, I'd say, with heart valve disease, and you and I had this conversation already. A lot of people don't even know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you don't know what it is and you're diagnosed with it, you can go into a very dark and, for some patients, a very depressive state. And I'm all about empowerment, so that's what my team and I are fired up to do and why we did this whole active living campaign, because we want to bring these learnings to the world and help people understand that there's a bright side to cardiac disease.
Right.
And that bright side that I've experienced is a completely new second chance at life.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important. I just want the listeners to hear this. You know, I find people take better care of their cars than themselves. Now, you don't wait until the car is already broken. You do the oil change, or you get the diagnostic, or you do the whatever. Well, you need to do that with your body, too.
You know, you brought up one of the most important points and the most timely points is COVID-19, what that is doing for the healthcare system, right? And it's sad because, You talked about people taking care of their cars. Well, you know what? People right now, and I understand it, I have empathy for them. I have I can relate to those concerns about going to see my doctor because I don't want to go to a hospital where I can get infected. But here's the challenge. You may have seen this. The American Heart Association warned that people have been putting off their heart disease checks. They've been putting off their treatments, and you know what's been happening?
They're
health emergencies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Heart attacks. And so if you're listening out there and you're taking better shape, better care of your car than your heart, please, please, please don't wait to go see your doctor if you're experiencing symptoms, if you've been told you have heart disease, because the other really dangerous wrinkle in this whole heart valve ecosystem is that heart valve disease can also be asymptomatic.
Hmm.
You may not even know that you have it.
Yeah.
So that's why, again, to your point, going in, being preventive, making sure that you get your checkups, even at the primary care level, it's going to help you, and it's going to help your family, and in the long term, it's going to help your life.
Yeah. So it's been wonderful having you on the show. Where should our listeners go to learn more? It'll be on my page and everything, but you tell them also, please.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's so simple. With your at your keyboard or on your smartphone, all you have to do is go to heartvalvesurgery.com. Very simple, heartvalvesurgery.com. And we have over 10,000 pages of information there to help you learn all about your heart valve disease and learn about how to manage it and treat it. And you also get this great chance to learn about the Active Living Survey and the Active Living Campaign that we recently launched.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. It was great talking with you today, and have a nice weekend.
You too. Have a delicious day.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now it's time to hear from our fabulous sponsors, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. That means it's time to get your pen and paper. I got some good stuff to tell you. Hopefully next month Lynn will be back telling you the good stuff. But have you fallen recently? There is a fall prevention SOX box drive-through September 24th at the Sunshine Center in St. Pete from 9 a.m. to noon. It says come to our no-contact drive-through event to get your fall prevention SOX box. If you're unable to pick it up in person, home delivery can be arranged. Call us by September 18th to qualify. And the phone number is 727-537-6753. Or you can go to savingourseniors.org. And you'll also be entered in a raffle for some grab bars. And they're giving away a free custom ramp and an install, too. So if this could be of interest to you, please check it out. Also, my friend Teresa Wilbank, she was on the show, a month or so ago, is doing a webinar. It's called Managing Caregiver Stress Webinar. And it's a one-hour webinar on September 24th at 11 a.m. It says, caregiving can be stressful. We will discuss ways to manage the emotions. We'll talk about strategies to manage the emotions, such as routine, self-care, venting. That's always a good one, venting, and more. You're going to look for obstacles you face and how you might turn them into opportunities. And then finally, they're going to touch on sustainability superpowers, which is self-compassion, mindfulness, setting boundaries, and forgiveness. It'll be a whole lot of fun. So if you're interested, you can email me or you can email Teresa at sustainablecaregiving@gmail.com. That's sustainablecaregiving@gmail.com. Please take advantage of these things that are offered to you these days. You can do it right from your home. If you're not familiar with Zoom, one of your neighbors is, believe me. Once you set it up, it's nothing. It's the day of the meeting, and you just push a little click button, and you're in the meeting. I was a little apprehensive myself in the beginning, and I love face-to-face, but it's what we got for now. So get that. And, you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't have to park anywhere. but there's some really good information out there. Also, if you're interested in the support groups, you can go to my website and go under events, and it'll tell you the support groups that I do on my own and some that I co-facilitate. If you need a support group that's not on the list or not in a good time or not in a good area, contact me because I can still find that information from you. If you're looking for different information, go to my website, lindaburhans.com. That's what it's there for. You can watch every show if you want. 3.5 years of radio shows. The Tuesday tip is really important because I think many times for caregivers, it's difficult to listen to a whole radio show or it's difficult to take some time. Thank God everything is podcast, so you can listen to it whenever you want. But a Tuesday tip is like less than 2 minutes. And usually they're pretty succinct. And I think it'll give you some good information. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. I know things are tough for you caregivers, but I know that you're solid people and you can do this. So have faith. Give yourself some time. I talked to a caregiver the other day, and she had called me about a month ago, and she said, my mom can't do anything. She can't do nothing. And I said, can your mom take a walk? Yeah, my mom could take a walk. I said, do you have a phone on your camera on your phone? Of course, everybody has a phone on their camera today. I say, you can just go for a walk and take a picture. So some of you have heard about my Good Morning Seminole. I take a picture every morning. I've done it for 6 years. So in the morning, I get up, I take my walk, I go out on the dock, I say my prayers, say, tell me what to do today, because I don't have a clue usually. And then I take my picture, and it's of a sunrise, or a flower, or a bird, or a duck. And I post it on Facebook, and I say, good morning, Seminole. And a lot of people look forward to it. And then I email it to my stepmother, who lives in New York City. And she has 1 hour to get back to me, because she lives by herself. I want to make sure she's okay. So she sends me back an email every morning, and it says, magnificent, a watercolor. So every morning I get kissed by my stepmother. Not too bad. And then I separately email it to my brothers and sisters, because we're getting older. And I just want to say, hi, brother, hi, sister. So a while back, I was at a seminar, and people were walking by and saying, good morning, Seminole. Oh, we love watching Facebook with your pictures, much better than politics and stuff. And there was a gentleman sitting next to me. He was one of those veterans, you know, that has the flag everywhere, like his whole outfit is flags. He says, can you tell me what Good Morning Seminole is? And I said, sure. So I showed him some of the pictures on my phone, and I explained to him the story just like I did to you guys. He turns to his wife, he turns back to me, he said, you know what, we're 92 and we don't get out too often. Could you send us that picture too? I said, of course I could. He turns around, his name was Dave, my dad's name, so I loved him already. He turns around, he's like, Shirley, she's gonna send us the pictures. I said, what's your email? He says, DNS Beach Bums at AOL. I'm thinking that's an old one. And so I would send him the picture every day. Just once in a while, he would say something. And then a while back, I got an email. And the woman said, I don't know who you are, but my dad passed away. And I want to thank you for sending him those photos. She said, I want to let you know that he had 10 of them framed in his office, and we're donating those to the library. Now, it took me one little push of a button to do that. You can do that. You can go for a walk with your loved one and take a picture. You can say hello to your brothers and sisters via text every day. You know, it makes me feel good, and it makes them feel good, too. And it's such a simple little thing, and it's free. So tune in again next week for Connecting Caregivers Radio with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
To brighten up even your darkest night. You just call. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah. Got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call out my name and you know. Summer or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen